Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, with Valentine's Day approaching, many a Lothario will be penning a letter to their lover. But one woman in Dublin is writing fake love letters. Liam Geraghty went to meet Annie Atkins to find out why.
There's more than a touch of espionage about Annie Atkins.
Hello.
Hi, Annie, it's Liam.
Oh, hi, Liam, come on up.
In the attic of a very large and Wes Anderson-y type building on Fitzwilliam Square in Dublin, Annie busily creates fake love letters, forged telegrams, and prison escape maps.
I'm Annie Atkins, and I'm a graphic designer specialising in filmmaking.
Annie creates graphic props for film and TV. Stuff like vintage cigarette packaging, sweet wrappers, passports, fake CIA identification cards. You name it, Annie's made it. She started out in graphic design for advertising, kind of fell out of love with it, so she left her job and studied film production in UCD.
But then when I was studying that degree, I realised it wasn't design that I didn't like, it was just maybe design for advertising that I wasn't very good at. And this whole other world of design for filmmaking was opened up to me there.
Her first job was on the Tudors.
So like when I was working in advertising, I was making posters and magazine spreads and websites and logos. And of course, there were none of these things in the court of Henry VIII, right? So I was quite surprised when I met the production designer that they actually needed a graphic designer on that show. But then when I started my training, I realized that just because there were no graphic designers in the 15th century or whenever it was, doesn't mean there wasn't any graphic design. It's just that at that time, it would have been the craftspeople who were the designers. So for example, well, if like Henry VIII wants to chop his wife's head off, he needs a death warrant. And if he needs a death warrant, he's going to need a calligrapher. And today it's the graphic designer on a film set, it's their job to either hire a real calligrapher to help us create these documents or try to imitate what a calligrapher at that time would have done.
Oh, what fair heads!
Since then, Annie has created all sorts of graphic props, from hand-drawn signage for a Victorian London in Penny Dreadful to fake CIA documents and forged passports for Spielberg's Cold War thriller Bridge of Spies.
It's a fine balance. It's a bit of a tightrope over how much you age something, okay? Like, I do a lot of tea staining to make documents look old, but of course documents would have been brand new at the time. But it can be a little bit jarring to see something like bright white on the TV screen, and like white paper really reflects the movie lights as well. So we do kind of take things down a notch, and things do tend to have a bit of a sepia tint to them.
Annie says the movie she cut her teeth on was Wes Anderson's The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes, there's a note left from Madame D.
Tilda Swinton.
To Gustav.
Ralph Fiennes.
And it says something like, I'll always love you or something like that. But she signed it with a kiss at the bottom of the note. And Tilda Swinton was playing the character of Madame D. So in the graphics department, we had to go down to the makeup department and borrow from the makeup artist Tilda Swinton's lipstick that she was wearing in the movie so that the colour would match exactly. You know, it's these little details that you kind of think maybe they're not important, but, you know, we try to take care of these things properly, yeah.
So who did the kiss then?
It was actually Molly, the graphics assistant, and because we have to make more than one copy of everything we make, so I think that note we made 12 copies, so she kissed all 12 notes.
Annie's first book, which is out this month, is a behind-the-scenes look at her work.
So we're going to launch the book in Dublin and London and New York. And we're going to dress some bookshop windows as if it's like a graphic prop maker's studio. So we're going to have all kinds of fake forged documents hanging up. And because the book is called Fake Love Letters, I thought it'd be interesting if we made a whole load of new fake love letters. But I didn't have enough material because I haven't had that many love letters sent to me in my lifetime. So I thought it would be good to ask people to send me like old emails that they'd received or sent, and I would turn them into like 1960s telegrams or typed letters, you know, and have a bit of fun with them.
She thought she might get a handful of people's love letters. Instead, she received hundreds.
And some of them are quite beautiful and some of them are quite awful. There's kind of a good balance between beautiful and awful. So with people's permission, I'm going to turn them into props now and they'll be on display in March for the book launch.
So here's one of the real life love letters submitted to Annie that will be appearing in a Dublin bookshop window near you very soon.
I know we've not spoken or seen each other for 4 years, and I know you're soon to be a married woman, but if at any time you change your mind, just call me. 5 years, 10 years, 20, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are in the world, just call me and I'll come and get you.
Liam Geraghty reporting there. Annie Atkins' book, Fake Love Letters, Forged Telegrams and Prison Escape Maps, Designing Graphic Props for Filmmaking, is out at the end of the month.